Maybe it was the chilly air, or that the event was scheduled so close to a major holiday. Today, only about 6 people showed up at the December Mayor's Breakfast, which took place at the Twisted Cork on 34th Street North. The mayor stopped for a long chat at every occupied table and said this kind of setting puts less pressure on those who want to voice their concerns.
Well, it's just an opportunity to meet people that, you know, especially over breakfast. It's great to do things in an informal setting to where there's no pressure.
Foster said he's heard input on a pretty wide range of topics in these monthly meetings.
I've heard just about everything from budget, taxes, pools, all the way to feral cats. So you just run the gambit.
Rebecca Aragon of St. Petersburg spoke with the mayor about domestic violence. She said Florida law isn't tough enough on domestic abuse.
The Florida statute states that the batterer has to hit you 2 times in 6 months in order to get a restraining order. So it's like 2 bites of the apple, and most of the times that second bite is deadly. And I just think that it shouldn't be like that. The law should be changed to where, you know, if he threatens you or hits you just once, that, you know, that should be enough. Right now I'm living in a prisoner in my own home, you know, and it's horrible. And I just want to change this so these other women or men who's ever being battered doesn't have to go through it. And I think the law should be changed. And that's what I'm working for this coming year, to get this law changed.
Aragon said in the meantime, she wants the mayor to change the way the police handle such cases.
They're judge and jury out there, and he says that, you know, maybe they should both go to jail and let the courts figure it out. But, you know, that's not really a solution either. But, you know, what does a woman do when a man hits her? You know, how, you know, is backing him off of her, trying to get away from him? You know, there's a fine line, and they need special trained people to handle that.
Another issue Mayor Foster heard about today was window-rattling car stereos blasting through St. Pete neighborhoods at all hours. Judy Ellis, president of Lakewood Estates Civic Association, brought this one up.
There are parts of this city where the noise is absolutely relentless. Midtown and the Tyrone area, there are people there who haven't had a decent night's sleep in over 5 years. The house shakes and rattles day and night. And we have people who have boarded up their windows. We have people who have put radio station installation on their walls. Got a lady who's moved into her guest room because she can't sleep in the front of her house. And it's all because of this relentless thump, thump, thump all night long.
She said a citywide noise ordinance is being challenged in court, so it can't be enforced. Instead, the city is asking residents to write down the license plate numbers of offending vehicles, and the city will write a letter to the vehicle's owner asking him or her to keep it down. Today, Ellis said the mayor agreed to pursue a public service announcement to spread the word about the program.
It sounds idiotically Stone Age simple that you would get a letter that says, you know, someone reported your tag. You'd be amazed at how effective it is.
Mona Pryor moved back to St. Petersburg from the Philadelphia area last week. She said she was hoping the mayor would give her tips on how to relaunch her business here.
I left everything to come here because my daughter has breast cancer, and I have some businesses my own that I have already set up there that I was in the process of getting off the ground, so I needed to check with him about the process of me possibly getting a Medicaid provider number here.
She said the mayor's response was so-so.
He could use me if I wanted to do some volunteer work. And that he could probably assist me if I'm looking for a job.
One thing not brought up today, but what may be on the minds of many Pinellas residents, is the conversion of a jail annex to a homeless shelter. Homeless advocates have likened the shelter to an internment camp. They complained that an ordinance barring sleeping on the streets would mean that the homeless would be forced to choose between jail and the shelter, and that forcing anyone to go anywhere is the same thing as incarceration. Today, Mayor Foster defended the new shelter.
We can do better than a cardboard box on a sidewalk, and this is significantly better. We'll be in a secure environment. They'll have running water, hot water, so they can take a shower. They'll have toilets so they don't have to use a bush. They'll have food. They'll have access to, you know, entertainment outlets like a TV or you know, they can play games, and so it's significantly better than street life.
He said the city is not criminalizing homelessness.
If we can do better, and we actually do better, that's not a right. No one has a right to sleep in front of City Hall. That's not something that I think they should be able to do. If we can do better, and we are.
Officials say the shelter is set to open next month. From St. Petersburg, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.